So we've got two guests coming up. Got Harry. We've got Harry lined up waiting, haven't we? And he is, of course, from Britain's Got Talent, and he did do a lovely.
Yeah, he was semi-finalist in Britain's Got Talent. Has Matt put the phone down?
Yeah, he has. Matt's off the phone. You try again,
so we can call him.
So he's only 17 years old. He basically wrote a song for his nan. And she very, very sadly died before she got to see him perform it on the show. But his nan Maureen basically worked for Sainsbury's. She was their longest running employee, one in Essex, actually. And the Sainsbury's in Cambridge obviously run, they do a charity of the year. And so as Harry wrote this song for his nan who suffered from dementia, he's wanting to them... the Sainsbury's in Cambridge to basically raise money for Alzheimer's. That's what he's trying to do.
Alzheimer's Research UK to become their charity of the year. Yeah. Hopefully, Harry is on the line now. Hello, Harry.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I understand you're in the middle of exam hell at the moment.
I am in the middle of exam hell, but... yeah, it's drawing to a close. So
good, good. Okay. I appreciate you sparing the time to talk to us.
Yeah, sure.
We got contacted by Emma at Alzheimer's Research UK last week. It's a charity that we know quite well on this station because we're based in Cambridge and so are they. And I understand you do... what is your role? Are you like an ambassador for Alzheimer's Research? So that they, obviously, they're using your story through Britain's Got Talent to help the charity.
I'm like a champion kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is like basically a young ambassador, and... like I'm really like privileged to be that role because obviously they've helped me so much promote my cause, and they've been a great help.
So is this quite a new thing? You've only just started working with the charity?
Well, I started working with the charity as soon as I kind of found out the effects of Alzheimer's properly, when like I fully understood my nan's diagnosis, when I started to understand it more, and after I wrote the song that I wrote and all that, that's when I thought, right, I'm gonna kind of get a charity here, because then I could at least I'd be like have something to work towards almost. So I could like have a charity on board, and it was just it was really helpful, and they've been great.
So for those people listening who might not be aware of you and your story, you were on Britain's Got Talent this year. You auditioned and you wrote a song, you performed the song that you wrote about your nan who was suffering with Alzheimer's, and it was about her story and your feelings about how this this disease was affecting her, and it was a very emotional performance. And you got with that through to the live semi-finals a couple of weeks ago. And obviously your story has helped raise awareness once again of Alzheimer's. So tell us a little bit about your nan if you can, and how long she was suffering with Alzheimer's for.
I think she was suffering with Alzheimer's for about 3 years. Maybe it was a bit more than that, but basically before her diagnosis, what I remember of my nan was that she was such a welcoming, funny, just charismatic person. She had all these qualities and she had such a big personality. And so I feel like when that was kind of taken away almost, and when that began to fade, like it had a really big impact on the whole family. And I saw like the effects on me as a grandchild and all the grandchildren and just the whole family in general. And I remember it was so difficult to deal with. And then that's why I wrote a song, because it kind of helped me overcome the effects of it almost.
Yeah.
And it helped us deal with it as a family in a way.
You're 17 now, is that right?
Yeah, I'm 17.
So when your nan first got this diagnosis, you would have been a couple of years younger than that. So did you know really much about Alzheimer's? Did you know what it was when she got that diagnosis?
Not at all. Not in the slightest. I was told that it was a bit of a taboo subject, really. We didn't really talk about it. We were just told that nan was ill and her memory was going, and she had dementia, and it was kind of this, we really didn't know what it was. But then obviously she was like diagnosed with Alzheimer's, which is like more advanced dementia, and it was just, I didn't know what it was at the time, but it's when I learned about it after like seeing the effects of it. But I think that if I had hindsight, I would go back and look at the effects before. I think people shouldn't wait until they're personally affected by the disease to go and find out what it is and try and prevent it, because it's such a growing issue and it's going to affect so many more people in the future. And you shouldn't wait to be affected until you do something about it. It needs to be done beforehand.
Yeah. Now, you're a musician, you're a singer-songwriter, so this was a topic that obviously was big in your life at the time, was affecting you, and you decided to write this song about your nan. So how long has this song been around for? When did you write this song?
I wrote this song about a year and a half ago now. By that time I'd kind of fully understood what was going on, saw that my nan was slowly fading away, and like saw the heartbreak of it, and it was really difficult to deal with, and so yeah, writing a song definitely like helped me. And as a musician, that's how I overcame it. Like, it's fundamental, really, I think, to write songs that mean something to you.
Yeah.
And like, so yeah, it really did help me kind of deal with it in a way.
Yeah. Tell me a bit more about, I'm interested in your musical side, because I'm big into music and up and coming artists, so I'm quite curious. So how long have you been writing songs for? How long have you been performing music?
I've been writing songs since I was about 8 years old. They haven't always been great, but yeah, I've been doing it since I've been about 8, and I've been playing the piano ever since I was young as well. And I guess I kind of used to do a bit of performing arts as well. Like, I used to do the local amateur performing arts.
Yeah.
And I guess that kind of got me into the singing side of it, and like taking that a bit more seriously. And then I combined the piano and the singing together, and songwriting was just a good way of like being myself while combining the two.
Yeah. So have you got quite a big back catalogue of your own music?
Yeah, I do have a bit of a catalogue of my own music, and at the moment I'm working on some new things. Like, hopefully I'm going to be releasing my first EP later this year. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's been... BGT was a great opportunity, and it's provided so many more opportunities for me, and it's made me kind of want to think about music a lot more now.
Yeah, definitely. So what was the reason for you entering Britain's Got Talent in the first place? What did you want to get out of that?
I entered it because I thought, well, it's probably one of the biggest platforms in the world, and I thought it's going to be such a great opportunity to get my cause out there and see if people can relate to my music in a way, and see if people could take something from it and relate to the whole Alzheimer's story as well. And see if, because it is a growing cause, and it just really like showed for me and kind of raised awareness of the fact that Alzheimer's is like definitely a severe issue.
And the response that you got from your audition in the first place, you must have been pretty overwhelmed with the reaction that you got from the audience and from the judges.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. Like, I didn't expect it. I really didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how people would take like to it, and I didn't know if they would take anything from it. But then when there was such a good response, it was the most rewarding thing ever.
Alright, we're going to play the track now. It's called Not Alone, and this is available for people to buy and download on stream online. Yeah.
And It's on YouTube as well, and there's a Virgin Money Giving page on there, and that donates all money to Alzheimer's Research UK.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, all right, we'll find the link and get that out in a second.
Harry, it's Liz here. Hi. Can I just ask you a bit about Britain's Got Talent? So what was it? What is it like when you go along to audition? I mean, did you get to talk to any of the judges? Is Ant and Dec there talking to you?
Yeah, at first there's a few rounds of open auditions, and they're just smaller producers, but as you work your way up, like when I went to the actual audition, I auditioned in Blackpool, and I went, and yeah, Anne and Dec were there. They were great, they were really, really nice. The only time I got to speak to the judges was when I was on stage, but still, like, it did cut out some of the comments that they say. Like, there is a bit more like conversation, but yeah, it was a really, really good experience.
Were you very nervous about what Simon was going to say, for example, or did it matter to you what one judge said? Was there one judge in particular that you wanted a good comment from, or did...
Well, I guess Simon Cowell's like the critical judge, so obviously I was kind of keen to impress him, and I was really, really happy when he gave me good feedback, and I was just like really keen to get good feedback on the whole as well. That was really important.
Well, well done, Harry. I think you did brilliantly, and I think your nan would be very, very proud of you. Really
definitely
proud of you.
Was she aware of of the song at all, or was she too far advanced with her illness?
Yeah, she was too far advanced in the illness to be aware of it. However, once we did, like, I actually played it to her, because before she was diagnosed, she used to come round and sit on the sofa with my granddad, and they'd just ask to hear some of my music, and I'd just play them some of my latest songs, and then we kind of did that same thing in a way. But I was, to be honest, that was one of the most nervous performances ever. Although she didn't really understand it, I remember being so passionate when I sang at that time. I mean, every time I sing, I try and kind of look into the meaning of it, but that was one of the most passionate times I've ever sang it, because I was singing it to her as she didn't know what was going on. It was really emotional.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Really enjoyed your performance on the TV, and I hope that you continue to go from strength to strength with your music. And I shall keep an eye out for you. But we'll play the track now, and then we're going to talk to Kirsty from the charity in just a second. Thank you very much, Harry.
Thanks, Harry.
Thanks so much.
Open your eyes. Tell me what you see. Am I among the forgotten? Please say you remember me. In a room where light hides behind the curtains. In a bed where you're lost in a dream. In a time where is full of darkness, in a house that doesn't suit quiet and peace. We know you're there somewhere inside. I say a prayer for you to smile. Looks like the angels owe me one today, but I stay strong and I won't be long till I see the old days. Open your eyes and say hello. Open your mind and just let go. Tell me to get the remote so we can watch your favourite show. And ruffle my hair and say it's bad. And tell me there's chocolate in your handbag. And tell me just how much I've grown. And let me know I'm not alone. Happened too fast. I find it all so strange. I never knew that this could happen. I blinked once and everything had changed. I remember when you'd come around to see us, and you'd always have the same cup for your tea. That cup sits on the shelf now, waiting for the day you come back to me. Oh, we understand good things don't last, but I'd give anything just to hear you laugh. Looks like the angels owe me one today, but I stay strong, I know it won't be long till we see the old days. Open your eyes and say hello. Open your mind and just let go. Tell me to get the remote so we can watch your favourite show. And ruffle my hair and say it's bad. And tell me there's chocolate in your handbag. And tell me just how much I've grown. And let me know I'm not alone. Understand how a precious memory can fade away. But I'm not worried about that, cause I know you're in good hands and you are safe. Just like
let go. Tell me to get the remote so we can watch your favourite show, and ruffle my hair and say it's bad, and tell me there's chocolate in your handbag. Tell me just how much I've grown, and let me know I'm not alone. And let me know I'm not alone. And let me know I'm not alone.
That is the track from Harry Gardner. It's called Not Alone. You can find it online. It's Harry Gardner Music on Facebook if you want to go and look him up. And as I said, there's a link to donations there for Virgin Money giving if you want to get him on there.
I think that's a really beautiful song. And I've been crying. I admit that.
You have.
It's a really poignant song.
It is. I remember when I first saw it on the TV, and I love a song that tells a story, yeah. And that tells a story.
That's really
very poignant, very grown up, very mature song to be writing for a 17-year-old. Yeah. We'll be talking to Kirsty from Alzheimer's Research UK in just a second. Need to do the travel though first. It is Cambridge 105. It's mid-mornings with Tim and Liz through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And we're talking about Alzheimer's Research UK. We've just been talking with Harry Gardner, one of the charity's champions featured on Britain's Got Talent this year. His nan, unfortunately, suffered with Alzheimer's and passed away a few months ago. And the reason why Harry is getting involved with the charity is because it's obviously something that is very close to home. And he wants to try and do as much as he can to raise awareness of the disease. And the reason we're talking to the charity today is because they are looking to become Sainsbury's on Coldham's Lane's Charity of the Year, which is would be a big thing for them. Obviously, lots of money raising opportunities there, and also publicity through that opportunity. And we're hoping now to speak to Kirsty from the charity, who hopefully is on the line. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's nice to chat to you. It's been quite a long time since we've spoken.
It has. Thanks for having us on.
You're welcome. We've just spoken to Harry and obviously covered his backstory so that people who weren't aware of him and all that sort of thing. And he told us a very heart-wrenching story about his relationship with his nan and how this Alzheimer's affected him, and how he was too young at the time to realise what it was that was affecting her, and then wrote the song and we played the song and Liz, my co-host, cried. And it's all very emotional, but it's obviously there's a very serious side to this as well. The reason we're talking to you is because you're looking to become Sainsbury's on Coldham's Lane's Charity of the Year, which would be obviously a very important thing for you. Tell us a bit about this scheme and how you got involved with this. Presumably, is it between you and another charity, isn't there, that's up for the public vote?
That's right. I think Sainsbury's do this every year. They ask the public, their customers, and I guess their staff also, to decide who they would like to be their charity for the next year. And so I think there are three charities in the running. We're one of them. Obviously, all fantastic charities. Mm. Obviously, I'm sure we'll all be bidding for people's attention. But yeah, we just really wanted, I guess, to make a plea to people to explain what that partnership could do for us. I mean, Sainsbury's on Coldham's Lane, anyone who lives in Cambridge will know that's a huge superstore. Everybody knows it. Lots of people go into that store. And so as well as the fundraising opportunities, businesses like Sainsbury's are really, really unique position to be able to help a cause like dementia research because of that relationship they have with their customers, because they are so visible. So they can really help to raise awareness and improve understanding about dementia. I'm sure Harry told you about the impact that dementia had on his family and how he perhaps hadn't expected that when he first knew that his nan had Alzheimer's disease. So it's I think that's something that is really true across the population still, that people don't necessarily appreciate the real impact of dementia. And so having businesses like Sainsbury's on board would be able to really spread that message, I think, and really help people understand that and get on board behind this cause.
Definitely. Liz?
Yeah, I mean, I went to a quiz last night, actually, in aid of Alzheimer's UK. It's definitely coming to the forefront, I think, of people's awareness of just, you know, the government have realised how much money it's going to cost them in the future, how many people it's affecting, and the fact that there is actually, you know, potentially a cure. With research, we can definitely control this in a way that, you know, it is doable. There is ways and means of kind of handling it.
That's exactly right. You know, it's for a very long time it's been misunderstood, I think, dementia is it's just a natural part of aging. Oh, it's just a bit of memory loss. Mm. It's nothing serious. Or it's just something that is inevitable and you just get it when you get older. We're really here to tell people that that's not the case. It's caused by physical diseases, so the diseases that cause dementia are physically damaging the brain. And where there's physical damage, then research can really make an impact. And so that's what we're really trying to do. So the top five causes of death in the UK at the minute, dementia is the only condition for which numbers are still rising. But if you look at the impact research has made for other serious conditions like cancer, heart disease, which, you know, while still scary, they're not quite the beasts that they once were in many ways. Mm. We really need to do the same for dementia and emulate the successes that we've seen in those fields. And really that takes funding and it takes public support.
Mm. And hopefully it will be something in the future that it isn't as scary as like you said, it is at the moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and doesn't perhaps affect quite so many people.
Tell us a bit about what Alzheimer's Research UK does in terms of the research that you do. You do some of the research in Cambridge, is that right?
We do, that's right. Last year we invested across the UK about £14 million in research studies. We're aiming to increase that because, you know, as we've discussed, we've got a really big challenge on our hands. We need to keep pushing ahead and putting more money in. In the time that we've been in existence over the last 21 years, thanks to support from the public, really, we've been able to fund over £11.7 million of research here in the East. That includes, I think, 75 separate different studies in Cambridge, and there are some really exciting things going on in Cambridge right now. So the city is home to one of our three drug discovery institutes, where we've got researchers who are working on promising breakthroughs that have come from the lab and trying to fast-track the development of those into new treatments for dementia that could help people in the future. We've also got a stem cell research centre based down on Gurdon Street, the Gurdon Institute at Tennis Court Road. And scientists there are using really cutting-edge technology, using cells that have been donated by volunteers with Alzheimer's disease who want to do something to help this challenge. And they're using those cells to help understand how the disease develops, and they're using those to test potential new treatments in the lab. It's astonishing research that's going on, and it's, you know, right here in Cambridge, we're really proud of that.
Definitely. So do you know what, in a bit more detail, what the opportunities are through being the Charity of the Year with Sainsbury's?
That, I guess, would be up for discussion with the good people at Sainsbury's themselves. I'm sure that they've got lots of ideas themselves, and I'm sure that they're very used to doing fundraising activities. But, you know, just from simple things like having when our work with other companies, having collection tins on a checkout can make a huge impact just in terms of people helping, donating that way. But there are plenty of other ways that companies can get involved in fundraising, and actually not just companies, but individuals as well. So Liz, you talked about your quiz night last night. Thank you very much. That's a fantastic way that people can raise money for us. It could be bake sales. You don't have to run a marathon or take on a skydive, but there are lots of different ways that people can raise money for us. And you know, hopefully we'll be putting out that plea to people at Sainsbury's to help us join in that way.
All right. If you want to vote for Alzheimer's Research UK to become Sainsbury's on Coldham's Lane's Super Charity of the Year, then you can go to sainsbury'slocalcharity.co.uk. That's the website address. And when's the deadline for voting?
It's this weekend. So it's Saturday or Sunday, but I think I'd try and get your votes in by Saturday if possible. You can go into the store. I think they've got the tokens there that you can put into your box, your chosen box at customer services. And then, as you say, on the website, you just search for Cambridge and click for Coldham's Lane.
Brilliant. All right. Well, thank you very much for sparing the time to talk to us. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Perhaps we'll do a follow-up. Do you know when you'll find out?
Hopefully we'll find out fairly soon, but
okay.
We'll keep you posted.
All right. Well, we're on again next Tuesday. So if you know by then, let us know, and we'll let our listeners know.
We will do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kirsty.